Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
That's what this game, enough is never enough. It's about taking it to another level. The only direction is to rise.
Everybody in their opinions, they don't deposit at the bank.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Click on the ESPN app, lower right-hand corner. Hit more, scroll down to live radio. We are right there. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. We're on ESPNU. Guys, Dak versus Joe Burrow, last segment.
Good morning, Max.
Good morning. Yeah, evolved Max, or devolved into it.
You ready to get these last 10 minutes and 15 minutes in on the Dak comment?
Let's do it.
Can you look like a strong-ass golfer right now with that shirt you got on? Wait.
Power swing.
Like, you get up there and knocking the ball like the Shambo off the tee, man. Would you?
Nah.
I've never seen you wear a golf shirt like that, ever. Well, do you even wear it when you go to the golf, to the club?
No. Well, yeah, I have to. No, I do. I do have to wear it, but it's got to be stylish, though. I don't have them stiff-ass khaki pants and all that. No, I'm in there looking like I'm headed to the club afterwards.
Love me
and
some khakis.
Not the country
Max
club.
Max loving some khakis.
Yeah, some light cotton pants, though.
No, right? But the nice ones, not the stiff ones. I don't.
Yeah. No,
on
no.
The cardboard, yeah.
No, can't not move the, around not in the them. Docker
oh,
kind.
Oh, we're having camaraderie. Can we talk about sports now for a second?
Man, I'm get right into relax, it. Max, man. It's cold out here in L.A., by the way.
What? Why?
Yeah, it's just, it's probably 60,
oh,
probably
so, 58. All right, stop
that's,
it.
That's, all right.
Wah! It's 68.
It's 58.
60
you
degrees.
You should have seen me this morning getting in my car because I don't park in the garage. I park in the driveway. I must have ran. You know, I had a hard time opening my app to open up the door. I was.
All right,
man, it was cold as hell.
Time
to stop talking about life.
Okay, he gave you 60 seconds. Right. Yeah. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose. Guys, in the last segment,
like
it evolved or devolved into a Dak versus Joe Burrow debate.
Well, you
people
did that,
calling,
not me.
Well,
I just said that the Cowboys. I said the Cowboys should be on this list. On the
and
the
you're
Max,
taking out the Bengals
for context.
On Key's Max real ranking.
Max's real no,
no. No, it's Key's real ranking.
No, don't change it. They were your real rankings.
Yeah, I did them, Key but they're Key's
you,
real rankings.
Yeah, he let you borrow it for
okay,
one day.
I'm just saying,
and
they're
this
Key's
is what
real
you
rankings.
You borrow it for one day.
It's down in
and
the history
you
books
hijack
now.
It.
It's in
you
the history books now. Key didn't. In Key's real rankings, the Cowboys were not in the top five. I'm just saying, that's now in the books.
Well,
this
what
is your
I would
projection,
say,
though, right, for
the
next 5 years.
The Cowboys, in terms of the top five teams best set up to win over the next 5 years, you had the Chargers and the Bengals, not the Cowboys, not the Jets, and not the Dolphins.
Correct.
And to me, that's a major mistake because the Dallas Cowboys are a young football team with loads of talent on the defensive side of the ball. Tony Pollard, people
that's
are
true.
Calling for Zeke Elliott's job for that young running back to take over. Mm-hmm. You got a young quarterback in Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott is not 100 years old. Dak Prescott is young in terms of quarterback. And then the New York Jets, what Joe Douglas has been able to do, the question mark there is the quarterback. But that talent should gel over the next 5 years.
Where's the sound effect, Yates, for the Jets?
And then the Miami Dolphins clearly grabbing Bradley Chubb from the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, Dolphins
Fins
I can
up.
See. I think you have a good case for the Dolphins.
Yeah, the
but
Jets,
it comes down,
I'm not sure about the
it
Jets.
It comes down to me.
You don't know about the Jets, you say?
Yeah, just because, you know,
so
quarterbacks.
Think about it.
Well, just because of Zach Wilson, Key, I'm not sure he's the
but
answer.
But think about
even
it.
They
think
have
about
the
what it is, though, Jay. It's set up to win the next 5 years. It's not set up to win 5 Super Bowls in the next 5 years.
No. Well, yeah, you want to win as much as possible. You want to win.
Nobody's winning 5 Super Bowls.
No, but
in
it doesn't mean you have to
years.
Win the Super Bowl in the next every year. It means you got to be as good as possible.
Baby Michael Jordan was supposed to win. Baby Michael Jordan, Patrick Mahomes was supposed to win 7 Super Bowls in 3 years.
But it's if
just
5
hard,
years
wait,
ago
on, Max,
you said they were,
it's hard for me to project that the Jets will be in that conversation for the next 5 years when I don't know who the quarterback is that's going to lead them into the future.
Yeah, but here's what I would say about that, though. They got so much talent that they will find a solution at that quarterback spot. You watch what I tell you 5 years from now if we still on air together.
Okay. Meantime, if 5 years ago the answer would have been Patrick Mahomes, the person would have been right.
So far, right, Jay?
So far.
The person would have been right if 5 years ago they would have said Patrick Mahomes because he didn't have to win the Super Bowl every year, Key, but he's won one. He was in another. He was in the AFC Championship game every single year. He has had the most success over a 5-year period. So I'm saying what's the next thing that's closest to that?
I'd say Mahomes. Then I'd say Josh Allen. Then I would say, who do I have? Then Jalen Hurts in Philly. Then, even though I think Burrow, I'd take Burrow and Herbert above Hurts as quarterbacks, but the Eagles are better set up than those other teams, in my opinion.
I'm not going to do that, though.
I know. See, I know you like Hurts. Chris in Houston.
You like certain things about a quarterback. I like those guys, too.
Yeah.
But Jalen Hurts does it different, Max.
I got him third on the list.
I will tell you before we move on to the callers. I'm going to tell you this. If a quarterback gives you 4,000 yards, whatever, it's simple. One gives you 2,000 on the ground. Another gives you 2,000 in the air. Or they give you 2,000 air, 2,000 on the ground. They both give you 50 touchdowns. But one gives you 4,000 in the air and 50 touchdowns.
Same thing.
What's the damn difference?
There's no difference. There's no difference.
No difference, and you're winning.
That's right. That's why I got Jalen Hurts' team in third position, because Hurts is an excellent quarterback, and they are stacked. And they seem to have a coach, and it's certainly a GM. Chris in Houston. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, Key, I'm with you, man. Hey, man. Dak is all that, you know what I mean? I mean, Burrow, he's good, but, you know, Dak is all that.
What does all that mean? What does all that mean, Chris?
Well, I mean, he's a good quarterback.
He's on a team that every year.
All that is elite.
Every year. This is no different this year, even though it feels different because of Micah Parsons. Every year that the Cowboys are touted as a Super Bowl threat. And how many playoff games has Dak won in his career? Because this is not a guy who hasn't – Key, he's on a team that every year people pick to go to the Super Bowl. A lot of people do. Every single year. He's won one playoff game in his career. Okay? That's what it is. And he's been
breathe,
in the league for a grip
breathe,
now.
Breathe.
Every year they're going to pick the Dallas Cowboys. It's the damn Dallas Cowboys.
Are you taking them this year? Are you taking them this year?
I am because of the Saints, I got to switch.
Okay, but every year there are a bunch of people who everyone acknowledges every year.
I'm doing the threat thing.
To the Super Bowl.
I got
a lot of
Jay
teams.
Thing.
You got multiple teams.
I got to pick the Saints. I got to pick the Eagles possibly, and I got to pick the Cowboys. Okay. Out of the
yeah,
NFL.
You're allowed to have multiple teams
and maybe Seattle. So
Jay, am I wrong? Jay, am I wrong? Every year, are the Cowboys not one of the popular Super Bowl picks every single year of Dak's career?
Though, Coach,
I get it, but I'm saying
if the Cowboys had Jason Garrett playing quarterback. Back, they would pick them.
But that includes you, though, Key. You're one of the people who's picking them. So if every year they're acknowledged as a powerhouse team, and Dak has been the quarterback for a long time now, and he's
Dak's
won one
hurt.
Playoff
he's
game.
Been hurt. He's been hurt.
Okay.
Come on, man.
He's
coming
he took
up
over for Burrow. Tony. He took over for Tony.
I'm not arguing against you. I'm just in the middle here, okay? I'm just navigating this conversation with all you guys.
And Joe Burrow was fantastic last year. It worked out the way that it was supposed to.
Hey,
it could have went
Key,
a lot of different
Key,
ways.
Key, what around this element that people just don't trust the boys, man? Like, you know, like that old saying, something always goes wrong with the boys. There is that element that plays into this.
And Big Dog, I understand that. I hear what you're saying. I respect that. I'm with you 100%. It always seems as though right when you think that they're getting ready to do something, the bottom falls out. I understand. It goes all the way back to the Seattle game with Tony Romo and Bill Parcells as the coach. All he got to do is kick the field goal. It fumbles, and the rest was history. Coach retired, and the Dallas Cowboys could never get out of their
own
way.
Can I tell you another franchise who it seems like the culture was messed up, they're never going to be good? The Cincinnati Bengals. The Bungles, right? In 1 year, as soon as they got Joe Burrow, they were in the Super Bowl. Literally, I'm not making that up.
As soon as they got Joe Burrow, they won a few games and he got hurt, Max. The next year they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. That's
right. And then this year they may not even make the playoffs.
We shall see. So, I know Dak's been quarterback of the Cowboys a lot longer and has one playoff win to his name. That's something you would bring up, Key. You are all about postseason success.
He has one playoff win to his name. This year is different.
We shall see. Time will tell.
And we're not even talking about them as a team. I'm talking about them as a quarterback.
Hey, guys.
I'm talking about him specifically.
Can the Eagles go undefeated this season?
That's a kiss of death.
By the way, the Buffalo Bills GM says that Buffalo would be crazy at least not to look at acquiring Odell Beckham Jr. Hot news or not news coming up. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We were just debating Dak versus Joe Burrow, and we have Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL insider, with us now. So before we get to hot news or not news, I want to ask you a couple questions, Dan. First of all,
Dan just rolled his eyes.
Who are you taking, Dak or Joe Burrow?
You guys can get me in trouble.
Yeah, we're sucking you into this whole thing.
I'm taking a guy that's been to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Right, me too. That's not hard. It's easy.
Don't look at me. This is between Max and Key.
He got sacked 9 times in a playoff game and won it anyway. I think they're both great. You're asking me to make a pick. I'm taking the guy that took the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, like think about it. Like all time joke franchise, and he's in his second year. He's got him in the Super Bowl. I gotta give him that.
Okay. So. What are your thoughts on the news that Dan Snyder is looking to sell the Commanders? Dan?
It's seismic. I mean, like it's a massive, massive day in the NFL. The fans of the team are doing cartwheels. They've wanted him out for a long time. They're literally chanting "sell the team" at home games. The NFL owners are going to be ecstatic about this because it'll mean they don't have to force him out and have him sue everybody on the way out. So it's gigantic. I mean, what it means, what prompted it, we can all speculate. There's a report later in the day from our Don Van Natta about a criminal inquiry going on now. Like is there enough piling up against him that he feels like he'd better just cash out now before it gets too bad? It seems like a sound theory to me. But fundamentally, huge and shocking that it got to this point this quickly. And
on top of that, Dan, everything that you're saying, they also now could explore having a minority, a black owner. They could explore that seriously. On top of that, they got an opportunity to get a new stadium now.
Right.
That, huh?
Yeah, because the D.C. and Maryland and Virginia were all sick of dealing with him.
Yeah.
So a new owner can come in and restart those negotiations from a better place. Yeah, it's all around. I mean, look,
it's a win-win for the Commander fans for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to ask you, Dan, you know, just with the lack of diversity from owners anyway,
yeah.
just getting your sheer POV on this, right? What do you think their openness is, the other 31 owners, to having somebody like that become part of the ownership?
I think
group?
They're quite open to it. I think there was some thought early on in the Broncos process that there would be some candidates that fit that description. Didn't work out that way. It ends up going to another Walmart heir. And then we'll see. But, I mean, look, the name you hear when we talk about if the Commanders ever go up for sale, the name you hear to watch is Bezos. So, like, that wouldn't get the job done from what you're talking about, right?
But, I mean, that's what I said earlier before. I'm like, you talk about somebody to deepen your relationship with
not,
the NFL.
It's not – I mean, look, it's gonna go to whoever offers the most money, right? Yeah. I mean, like, that's the thing. So, in terms of NFL approval of the new owner, I mean, it's going to have to start with that. So, I mean, you're talking about a – talking about probably a $6 billion purchase. Like, that's, yeah.
Bezos has a trip to the ATM. I mean, you know, so he probably has
it. He can write a check, right? Like, how many people in the world could make a purchase like that or even start to think about it?
Right. I can make that purchase.
Good. You should buy them. That's all. If you buy the Commanders, and you do the show from the now, you just move the show to like a luxury suite there, whatever the new stadium is.
We already have a studio in D.C. Scott Van Pelt. We're good.
Yeah, but it's
Dad, I can make that purchase.
This is great.
As soon as I go to sleep and I wake up and I'm stopped dreaming, I look around me and I got a new stadium. That stadium will be right in my backyard, nice and green and grassy.
I mean, think about it. Like, nobody won the Powerball. It's up to $1.5 billion. That's like 20% of what it would cost to buy the...
No. By the way, less, because if it's $1.5 billion, maybe you're walking away with $400 million, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's
it's
too
it's
bad.
Not
you're
even
right.
a tenth of what you need.
I won't
need.
Bother now
I'll take
that you said
$400 million.
That.
All right, let's play it. Let's
it
go.
It is time now,
what are we doing now?
Dan, for hot news or not news.
I know that segment.
Hot news or not news is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Dan Graziano, Tua Tagovailoa says the Dolphins are, quote, not afraid to talk about Super Bowls.
Okay.
Bowls, plural. Hot news or not news?
I think that's great. No, I don't think it's news. They shouldn't be. I mean, look at the moves they've made, right? They trade for Tyreek Hill and they sign him. They trade for Bradley Chubb. Now they've signed him. They're not operating like a team that's on a slow build. I think it's great. And look, this is a guy that played college football at the absolute highest level and knows what it's like to compete for championships and win championships. I don't know. Why would his mindset be otherwise?
Yeah, it's not news to me because, much like Dan is saying, why should he think anything different? The worst teams come into training camp thinking about going to the Super Bowl, believing that. So – why not? Why not put that out there? And it's a different day and age in professional sports. I know people one game at a time, all those sort of things. No, man, put it out there. If you think you're good enough, you stack in the deck, now you got to go do it. The only issue that I have is they're probably not going to win the division, and they're going to have to go on the road to cold environments, Kansas City, Buffalo, possibly
warm
Baltimore,
weather
to try to go through there. You're going from South Florida to those cold cities.
Good point.
Let's see what happens.
So I think this is hot news. I mean, this is a team that literally is coming off their last head coach being let go that's in a lawsuit with the NFL and the owner, right, to a degree about the way he was let go. And, by the way, it's funny to me. Like, a lot of teams do come in. The worst teams come in with expectations, hey, we're going to win. They don't believe they can really win the Super Bowl. Stop it. Like, there are certain teams that you look at what they have on the roster and you say, okay, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Chubbs, we can win multiple Super Bowls.
I agree with Jay. I think it's hot news for that reason. And not only that, guys, think about this for a second. Okay, if you look at McDaniel as Shanahan tree or something thereabouts, right? Like, that's kind of a similar continuation of that and the offensive level. Look, Tua is better than Jimmy Garoppolo. And I've always liked Tua. I've always liked Jimmy G.
That's your guy, Garoppolo.
Yeah, no, because he's underrated. But Tua's been a little bit underrated, too.
He's so overrated.
And if McDaniel comes from a place that could come a play away or so from winning a Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo, now he's got Tua and more offensive firepower on the team. Why shouldn't they be talking about Super Bowls? Hot news or not news, Dan Graziano.
Dan's face listening to you expound.
I can't believe you're running down your guy Garoppolo.
I'm not running him down.
Yeah, you are. You said Tua's better.
Yeah, that's right. Tua was also underrated. Okay. Aaron Rodgers understands why the Packers didn't make a move at the deadline.
He
says, quote, it just didn't pan out. Is that hot news or not news?
It's not news. Aaron Rodgers has worked for the Green Bay Packers for, 15 years? Like, if anybody should know how they operate, if you had a cat, okay, and, like, you're sitting there wondering, like, why won't the cat play fetch and why won't the cat roll over? It's not a dog. It's the Packers. They don't make trades. Like, it's just how they operate. Like to me, it's like if you're Aaron Rodgers, no one should know that better than you. They gave it a shot. They offered a second-round pick for Chase Claypool. The Steelers thought the Bears pick would be higher than the Packers pick, so they took the Bears offer instead of the Packers. Now, time will tell if the Steelers were right on that, but I can understand their logic. And if you're the Packers, what are you supposed to do, offer a one for Chase Claypool? I don't know. To me, they were as aggressive as they're going to get.
So, all right, yeah. Key, they were cats at the trade deadline and not dogs, I guess. So what do you think?
It's not news to me. Much like Dan said, you know how the Packers are going to operate. They wanted to try and get a receiver if they could. If it works out, great. And if it doesn't, oh, well, we're happy with what we got. We'll just keep it moving forward.
They thought they had a good team, so they'll try and see if they end up being right. They have half a season left to fix it.
I don't think it's hot news, but I'm sure the world will because it's Aaron Rodgers. But just watching the jockeying for power constantly is what makes it entertaining. Aaron Rodgers going on the Pat McAfee show, saying multiple things.
Yep.
And then the Green Bay Packers just, we're going to do what we've always done, Aaron. Good luck.
He was on the Pat McAfee show finally? All right.
McAfee finally landed the
he
big
landed
fish.
The big interview. Yeah. Bill's GM
I like my cat, by the way.
You're a cat guy?
If he's listening, I don't want him to
you
be
like
upset.
You like cats too? I can't rock with it. I'm not a cat
it's
person.
It's just different as all.
Cats and dogs.
No, they're not. Different.
I think a cat is every bit as good as a dog. Lower different. Maintenance.
Yeah, no, they're not. Much cats lower. Are sneaky as hell.
No, much lower maintenance.
No, you don't got to walk them.
You have to walk them. Yeah, you know, it's easy.
You're a collector of a certain kind of waste material that is not in New York City. You're going around with a hot, with a bag and a thing. Oh, who needs it?
You don't have to live in New York City.
That's true. Bills GM says the Bills would be crazy to at least not look into acquiring Odell Beckham Jr. Hot news or not news, Dan?
It's not news. I mean, like everybody's going to say that. Like, the question is, like, who's going to actually sign him and when? And I just don't think it's going to be soon. The guy's coming off two ACLs. My understanding is he's not going to really be ready to play until maybe like mid-December. Like, to me, it's like every team I talk to and ask about Odell says basically the same thing, which is that, yeah, sure, the agent calls from time to time, and we always tell him, let us know when he's healthy. And that's where that stands. So I don't think – I mean, you're not going to stand up there if you're the Bills GM and say, no way, we'd never consider that. I mean, that's an easy answer. It's a softball press conference question. That's what he's going to say. That's what they're all going to say. The Giants GM said the same thing.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's not news right there. Guess where we're at? We're in November.
Yeah.
Before you know it, it'll be Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So get out there early, right, and start talking about, well, you know, if he's healthy, we'll certainly want to sign a guy like that, take a look at it. Everybody's going to say that because they know, much like you said, he can't help us to December anyway.
It's not
so
a
we
commitment.
Might as well float it out there and just see where it goes. You're going to start to hear that even more.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did OBJ join the Rams last year and then play extremely well even in the Super Bowl before he got hurt?
Yeah,
okay. Why would any Super Bowl contending team think about adding him on as an additional piece? It makes sense.
Why not?
Okay, guys, now this must be hot news. Ready for this?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Browns GM Andrew Berry confirmed that the guy they fully guaranteed $230 million to after they traded away a million draft picks for him actually will start at quarterback when he's healthy. Well, sorry, when he returns from suspension. Hot news or not news, Dan Graziano?
I start asking better questions next in press question. Conferences around this league. Look, I mean, it's not news. Obviously, they're going to start Deshaun Watson when they're able to. He's been in the facility for a few weeks now. There's a plan to get him ready. That's the date they know they're going to have him. And Jacoby Brissett, we thank you for your service. Not news.
Not news at all. This was the plan all along. They said it months ago. When he comes back, he's our starting quarterback. They just was hoping that the record would be slightly better.
Captain Obvious. Shocker.
You know, we traded all those picks, and then we gave him $230 million guaranteed. The whole league's mad at us because we reset the market by a factor or something.
But
like this Brissett kid. No, the record's not great. I understand that, but the QBR is good. We're going to keep Brissett.
You got to have something hot news. Right? You got nothing? That's it? Just a slew of not news?
Dan Graziano.
That's it? That's all you got?
Let's try this.
All right.
Frank Reich says that offensive coordinator Marcus Brady is not a scapegoat. Hot news or not news?
It's not true.
not true, yes.
I mean, look, I guess for Frank to say that, no, it's not. Again, what's he going to say? These are press conferences. These guys don't say anything in press conferences. It's not useful. It sometimes it's fun sound. But no, I mean, look, of course Frank's going to say that. But look, I don't know. I mean, Marcus Brady, to my understanding, is not somebody that is hard to get along with. He gets thrown overboard almost because somebody has to. That we see this all the time in this league. And frankly, it generally portends a bigger move down the road. If things don't turn around for the Colts, then I think Frank knows that he's in trouble.
Yeah, not news. Not news at all. Frank knows that if it doesn't turn around, he's probably going to be sent packing at the end of the day. He's not going to be like, oh, yeah, I had to get rid of him because he's going to get me fired. This guy is just terrible. Well, he's not going to do that.
Watch him go out and get like score 45 on Sunday and be like, wow, Marcus Brady was really holding us back. Glad we got rid of that guy. Yeah, yeah. I'm not seeing it.
It's not news. What is hot news, though, is that I can't trust cat people. Like, you're not trustworthy.
Why?
You're always sneaking around. You're pooping because in the house.
Hold on. If you're a dog owner, you are a poop collector. That's your job.
He poops in a box, like the same exact place every day.
In the house. I don't need you pooping in. I'm not training you to poop in the house.
Everyone in your family poops in the house.
Like if you got like a snowy, freezing day, you got to walk that dog. Wouldn't it be nice if the dog would just poop in a box and you could scoop it out and throw it in the toilet?
You could train a cat to do that. You could train a cat to do that in the toilet, by the way.
Can you?
What?
You
what? See, that's what I'm talking about. What? Like, people like Max training their cats.
I don't want a cat on my toilet.
I just want to train mine to stop clawing at the furniture. That's pretty much it.
See, that's what you get for having the cat.
Oh, a dog, and you got the bag, and it's hot in your head.
I got nothing against dogs. It's like our cat fits our lifestyle.
You clean up your kid's poop? What's the difference, Max?
First of all, you act like the cat poops in the house, therefore it's no good. Everyone in your family poops in the house, Jay. What do you have, an outhouse?
It goes down the toilet, Max.
And so does this.
It goes down the toilet.
So does this.
This just lingers.
You scoop it out. It's not like he's pooping on the kitchen counter.
It goes down the toilet like this segment. Thank you, Dan Graziano.
Thank you going down the toilet.
Part of the show this morning, Dan, we have some other things to attend to other than cats and dogs.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan Graziano.
It's my pleasure.
I will see you later on This Just In, 2 p.m. Eastern, ESPN.
I'll be there.
So Green Bay or Chicago, which organization is better set up to succeed over the next 5 years? Ooh. All right. We were talking earlier in the show here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. We were talking earlier in the show about which organizations are the best set up over the next 5 years in the NFL. So looking at the NFC North,
I want to know.
We'd rather have Aaron Rodgers, one of the best who ever did it, but he's 38 years old, or Justin Fields, who has yet to fulfill his promise, but is starting to show you why he was drafted in the first round, why the Bears moved up to get him, and in spite of whatever numbers that are there, he keeps his team until the Cowboys game. He's kept his team in all these games without much around him. So Green Bay or Chicago, which organization is better set up to succeed over the next half decade? Here's Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee Show.
Yeah, I mean, it is a little different. It definitely is. It's better.
It's because you guys are around each other longer and you just have...
Yeah, I mean, we've been around each other for a long time. It's a good rhythm you get into during the week and the conversations. And this is generally how it goes. You know, as you get closer with a coach, there become more conversations about actually the non, you know, X's and O's stuff. It's more about the character of the team and the confidence of the team and the vibe and the energy that we have. And yeah, Matt and I, you know, are always kind of connected in conversations and really appreciate that relationship.
So obviously talking about Nagy and Key, whatever you want to say about Nagy, he and Rodgers. Sorry, LaFleur. I said Matt Nagy, right? Sorry.
I was like, Matt Nagy.
LaFleur. They're both Matts. They're both Matts. At any rate, and one was just in Chicago. We're talking about Chicago, Green Bay. So LaFleur, whatever you want to say about LaFleur, he was won 13 games every year as a head coach with Aaron Rodgers. Who's better set up to succeed between Green Bay and Chicago next 5 years, Key?
Well, I mean, it's a little difficult to say because Chicago has money, youth at the quarterback position. Aaron Rodgers is not young, although they have a lot of young pieces on the team. And 5 years from now, over the next 5 years, they can make moves next year and be different than they are this year. That is Green Bay Packers. And Chicago can do the same thing. I think if you're just looking at the young talent, the draft picks, the money, all of that, I would say the Chicago Bears.
I'm saying Chicago. I don't trust and believe that Aaron Rodgers will be there for too much longer. It just feels like inevitably him and management, as much as I hear him say the right things, not on the same page. And I think it's going to be one of those situations where Aaron Rodgers is going to want to get another one for his own legacy. And it might be similar to what we see in the NBA where guys are saying, you know what, I'm about to go somewhere else in order to get this done. Like, I got the max money. I got my money that I want. Some team will take that chance on Aaron Rodgers, where I see Chicago establishing the right foundation with the money to spend for the long term.
I would say,
what year is this for Jordan Love? Is this three or four?
Three.
I wonder
if you insert him into the lineup next year, if Aaron Rodgers leaves, and you just insert him into the lineup next year and get him some reps and see if he can play, what happens that fifth year. Wonder what would happen. Is he that bad that people feel like he just can't play? Because, I mean, you're talking about setup for the next 5 years. They got a quarterback that they drafted a couple years ago in the first round.
Let's get back to
like, why not let them all grow together?
Let's get back to Rodgers, guys.
What would happen?
Yeah. I mean, Jordan Love, that's right. Maybe they got a guy there you just don't know. But let's get back to Rodgers for a second. He's 38, but we've seen in recent years quarterbacks increasingly able to play very high levels at later and later ages, right? And then, but Justin Fields, what it comes down to is, do you think there's greatness there? And clearly, there's the potential for greatness in Justin Fields if you watch him play. And since high school, right, people have known this. And it's starting to leak out, right? It's starting to come out, even in spite of what the Bears have around him. So Fields or Rodgers in the next 5 years, give me Fields over the next 5 years, because I think he will ascend into his prime at some point during that time and when Rodgers is descending. But it really does also bring up this question. Let's say Rodgers has another Super Bowl in him with the Packers. But in the next 5 years, let's say this year or next, let's just say, and then after that, it's not going to be so good, versus Justin Fields, let's say they don't win a Super Bowl, but they're building something where they're year in and year out a powerhouse.
But you could make the case that Green Bay is doing the same thing if Jordan Love can hold down the fort. Like, maybe he may not have the same upside or the same ceiling as Justin Fields, but the Dobbs, the Watsons, like the pieces that they have, it does seem like a young nucleus that could blossom into something different.
Just feels like if they like Jordan Love more, if they've seen enough of him on that team to think maybe that ain't it. Meantime, Justin Fields, key, what you always talk about, what you want to see year one, year two, year three from a quarterback, was in a totally dysfunctional situation as a rookie.
Why do you think Jordan Love wouldn't be it?
If the team liked Jordan Love, they wouldn't have been on their hands and knees. Like, they had Aaron Rodgers. They said, bye, Brett Favre. See you later. They had Jordan Love. They're like, please, Aaron Rodgers, stay. Clearly, because they
came back-to-back MVP seasons.
Yeah, but Brett Favre was still balling at that time. But they let him go because they had Aaron Rodgers.
Well, they got tired of Brett Favre. Brett Favre, for about 4 years, played around with the one leg in, one leg out, in the door. Was it 1 foot in, 1 foot out in the door? And they just was like, you know, we can't mess around with you again. We're just moving on. If he didn't do that, Aaron Rodgers would have still been on the bench. But he was playing too much, and they were like, forget it.
Yeah, but also Rodgers, you could see, was real good.
But Rodgers gave them, and Ted Thompson at the time, the late general manager Ted Thompson, felt different about Rodgers than they do about Jordan Love.
Right.
Jordan Love is not – at the level Aaron Rodgers was at the time.
This is what I'm saying.
With Brett Favre. So it's a little bit different.
This is what I'm saying. But Justin Fields
decided to leave, though, Max. If he decided to just walk out of the door, can Jordan Love do enough
to
make them feel good?
Quick answer. If the Packers had Justin Fields, would they have let Aaron Rodgers walk out the door when he was playing those games? I think the answer would be yes.
I don't think so.
I think they would have. I think they'd have been like, okay, we're going to give this guy the ball.
No, I don't think so.
Yep.
Back-to-back MVP, Max.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
But Justin Fields has stuff that you can see.
No, Justin Fields.
You wouldn't have been able to see the stuff from Justin Fields.
He would never got on the field with Aaron Rodgers.
Which
there.
Team is best set up to win for the next 5 years after Jay has this from Granger?
He knows how to just get you out so he cuts you out so you don't get your point in.
You know what I mean, Key?
It's time to go. You guys are talking about Jordan Love? Are you serious? You're talking about Jordan Love?
This guy is slick.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio. You worried about hair loss? Bosley, America's number one hair restoration experts, have you covered. Text WIN to 203-203 and get all you need to know to keep and grow your hair. Green Bay or Chicago? Which organization is better set up to succeed in the NFL over the next 5 years? Jose in Tampa, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you guys doing today?
What's good, Jose?
What you got?
All right. Hey, gentlemen. Definitely Chicago looks like the brighter future coming up. You guys say it every morning. Justin Fields is showing those flashes. They're making moves. And Green Bay is just that old dog that you can't show new, that you can't teach new tricks. They're not moving. They're staying pat. That's all it is. They're not going to make any moves. And I think that's just their culture. And unfortunately, that's once Rodgers leaves, that's pretty much what it is. We're going to see Green Bay. We're going to see the new NFC North is going to be the Vikings. Just chuck that up right.
Although
quick.
The Vikings over the next 5 years, you know, Kirk Cousins. The reason Chicago's exciting is because of Justin Fields, guys. No. Yes. No.
Yeah. But Justin Fields and the cap space that they have.
Right. Like, and the draft picks now.
And the draft picks. I mean, yeah. It's the upside, right? That's why I go back to, like, Aaron Rodgers, will he stay there? That's the question I have.
Even if he stayed there, at some point he's going to be gone. I don't think Aaron Rodgers plays there another 5 years. So it is Justin Fields. Justin Fields has a lot of the same stuff that Jalen Hurts has. Mm-hmm. Same body type. Strong legs, nice strong arm, a lot of touch at times, but he can also get his way, get out of trouble if he needs to, get out of harm's way. They just got to do right by the picks and do right by the money. Don't go throwing money at bad people that can't play the game. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I don't mind the
Claypool trade because Claypool is a piece in the room. He's not the piece. He's a piece in the room of wide receivers.
Dante in Alabama, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. Chicago or Green Bay, Dante?
How you doing?
What's happening, man?
What's popping?
What's good?
What you got?
Yeah, I'm biggest Bears.
I can't understand. Dante, you like the Bears?
Rolling
with the Bears?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I'm from Chicago. I've been a Bears fan since Wes Grossman.
I feel sorry for you then. We got to make sure Justin Fields is not Rex Grossman. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, Justin.
Or any other Chicago quarterback. But look, man, he's got a bright future. And I understand what they're trying to do this year, and it's not going to always look pretty this year. But in the next couple of years, I think the Chicago Bears are going to be something special as long as they do what they're supposed to do with the money and the draft picks.
Yeah, all that draft picks, all that money, although a second rounder for Claypool, we'll see. But they still got a lot. They got a lot. It's okay, Key. Come on, man. You wouldn't have done it.
He's still young.
Would you have done it?
I would have done that for him. But he's not. You got to remember what I said. He's not the piece. He's a piece in the room of 4 to 5 receivers. They've got to go out there and they've got to get a guy. They got to get an alpha dog, and they already got Mooney. So you got an alpha dog, Mooney, and him. That's a nice three
combination.
But
you already said he's just a guy. I don't want to spend a second rounder on just a guy. A fourth rounder, a third rounder on just a guy. Second rounder, I'm looking for more than just a guy. And maybe he has the potential to be more than just a guy, and they believe they can unlock that, you know? Tune in for college football action Saturday as Virginia hosts North Carolina, presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins at 7:30 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Hey, what did I say, Shannon?
7:30 a.m. Eastern.
I said 7:30 a.m. Eastern?
Of 11:30.
I thought I said 11:30. I saw the number 11. I said 7, apparently. All right. On the 7-11. Plus side, best underdog
Max,
bets of the weekend. Key, what you got?
Seattle Seahawks +2 at Arizona. Think about it. Arizona, they don't do well at home. I mean, they lose a lot at home, and I think Seattle is a better football team right now than the Arizona Cardinals. I know that they got DeAndre Hopkins back, and they won a football game, so people going crazy like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. But let's be honest. The Seattle's and the Geno Smith in Seattle is a better team. They know each other in the division, and Arizona just don't win at home. They just don't.
So I got one, Notre Dame Fighting Irish +3.5 at home versus number 4 Clemson. I'm not a huge believer in Notre Dame, but I do believe that Notre Dame, after starting 0-2, they found a way to battle back, right? They battle, they fight, they're at home, change at quarterback, their O-line took over in a game against Syracuse. They had the running game down. Clemson has been in battles. Every game but one essentially has been a battle, and I just feel like this is the type of season, Clemson 2 weeks off, coming out rusty, that Notre Dame can get this one.
It's like a perfect storm for Jay Key, because he sees Notre Dame coming on, and he's been on this Clemson doesn't pass the eye test.
But they don't pass the eye test. Jay is right. They should have lost about 3 games already this year. Mm-hmm. I find myself rooting for Notre Dame, though. I need them to knock Clemson off so we can continue to have an opportunity, a chance, and move up in the rankings.
SC, meaning SC. All right. Here's mine, guys. The Georgia Bulldogs +8 at home versus number 1 Tennessee. A couple things here, guys. The Georgia defense. I know Tennessee is getting credit for playing defense recently. The Georgia defense is real. They got a couple of real good tight ends. They got a good quarterback. They're at home. Whether or not they win the game, +8? Give me that 8 points all day.
I think you meant Tennessee's offense, because Tennessee's defense.
No, but defense recently has been better.
Yeah, did you see their last game?
Yeah, it's their offense.
against Alabama.
Of course.
Kentucky, they did a number on Kentucky, but to me, Kentucky's quarterback is a little overrated.
Right.
He came in hyped, and they continue to yeast him. Kentucky game was this past week.
Yeah.
And then prior to that, they played Alabama, and they gave up, 40-something points to Bryce Young.
But that's why I said recently. This is not going to be the same thing against
Georgia.
But
I think when you're talking to Georgia, Tennessee, it'll be interesting to see, because Georgia has a decent defense. Like, defense is obviously the key to their success. But that offense in Tennessee and that Hendon Hooker, even though you claim he's 60 years old, Max, that doesn't matter to me. That dude can unleash on you. They spread that thing out, and they get them wide splits, and he gets to delivering that football. This is going to be some must-watch TV, and it's going to be crazy down in Athens, Georgia this weekend.
I knew I wasn't crazy. I knew Tennessee's defense started to look better. But, yeah, that one game against the team, not exactly Alabama. Nevertheless, at home, you're getting 8 points. I'm taking them.
All right.
All right. The scene in Athens is guaranteed, guys, to be a mayhem moment this weekend. Mayhem Moment is brought to you by Allstate. Switch to Allstate and save and get protected from this year's mayhem. Coming up, with 2 of the next 3 games in Houston, are the Astros, after that combined no-hitter, now in control of this World Series? Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.